that man is a sinner is a fact of the Bible. Job declares, how much more abominable and filthy is man, which drinketh iniquity like water. A man can't get enough of sin. He drinks it like water. He doesn't just want to look at one picture of a naked woman on the internet. He wants to drool over a thousand. The hardened, blinded sinner under the power of darkness, who is at enmity against God and dead in sin, and who cannot know the things of God nor understand them, has no hope of staying out of hell if he remains in his natural lost condition. He is not aware of his danger of dying in his sins and being thrust into an eternity of torments. Romans 3, 19 and 20 declares, now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there should be no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. When guilty man is confronted with the utter strictness and severity of God's unbending law, when God drops the plumb line of his law on man to measure him for the guilt of sin, all will fail that test, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Man is a sinner, and the best of men are men at best. Man will disappoint you. Man will lie to you. Man will cheat you and deceive you. And like Judas, man will be a traitor to you and sell you out at the first opportunity. Man is full of corruption, ruined by nature, with a bent towards sin. Romans has this to say about the corruptness of man. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who know in the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Why, you think I'd describe in a typical Baptist church committee, but you go through your Bible, friend, and you will see that man is a law-breaking, God-hating, Christ-despising sinner who is surely on his way to hell, as the sun will come up tomorrow. The sinner bound for hell lives his life for this world with no thought of eternity. The devil-blinded, hell-bound sinner is alienated from God by sin and under God's condemnation for sin. Each day that he lives, he builds up and accumulates more evidence against him for the last judgment. The sinner must be awakened to his danger and his peril, and smooth preaching will only further harden him in his unregenerate state. He must be awakened and alarmed to his great danger of dying in his sins and being damned forever in a devil's hell. But this is where we preachers have dropped the ball. This is where we preachers have missed the mark. Too many pastors today preach nice little messages that don't upset anybody. But the problem is, they don't save anybody either. If you are asleep in a house fire, you will die unless you are awakened and alarmed. The gospel preached in its purity and proper order will awaken an alarm. I leave you, friends, with the wise words of the Puritan Thomas Brooks, who wrote, when a man is in a deep lethargy, if you pinch him with pincers or prick him with needles, he feels it not. If you scourge him, he cries not. If you threaten him, he fears not, or if you speak to him fair, he regards it not. And now this is the condition of such that are in a spiritual authority. Let the judgments of God be denounced. Let the terrors of the law be preached. They tremble not. Let the flames of hellfire flash upon their souls. They regard it not, for they are sermon-proof and judgment-proof and hell-proof. Well, I agree with Thomas Brooks that man in his dead spiritual state is hopeless, bound for hell. It is only when the Spirit of God attends the Word of God and makes it real to a sinner's heart can his soul be awakened and alarmed to his lost condition and be saved. To see and feel his need of a Savior from sin, we must return to Spirit-anointed preaching that calls sin black and hell hot, that preaches up a bloody cross and warns of a future judgment that awaits all mankind, that thunders that man is a hell-bound sinner apart from forgiveness of sin found only in a blood-stained Christ. This comes only from the power of a holy life, not a pharisaical life. A religious person is just a pain in the neck. This power comes only from a life lived unto God, utterly and completely surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's bring back the Spirit-anointed preaching to preach in this sin-soaked world today, where hell-bound sinners are hopelessly falling into hell one right after another.